Hello, friends. This is Bob Friedland of Stock Picks Bob's Advice with another podcast for you this evening. It is February 3rd, 2022, and it is 7:15 Central Time. And it's a good time for me to do a podcast. I've been trying to get as many podcasts out almost daily and hope I can pick up some of the popularity I had with my prior round of podcasting and blogging. This podcast is attached to the blog of the same day, but at this point, I've been doing more podcasting than blogging. Seems it's easier for me to talk to all of you than it is to sit down and write out these blogs. As always, please remember I'm an amateur investor, so please consult with your professional investment advisor before making any investment decisions based on information on my blog or on this podcast. As I mentioned in prior podcasts, I'm a retired physician, so I have a little more time to do some podcasting. Do some blogging if I get around to it. Do some other hobbies. And as for full transparency, I was picked up by Covestor some years back and did some very small amount of managing money on the Covestor platform where public members were able to mirror my own investments, and I was paid a small sum for that. And one of the models that I had set up for Covestor, when Interactive Brokers took it over, they decided they wanted to continue it. It was the healthcare model, and I am still attached to the Interactive Brokers healthcare model. I no longer manage it, but I do some consulting for it, and I receive a very small fee for that. So I will try to let you know if any of the stocks that I mentioned or discuss are either in that model, in my portfolio, or elsewhere. Today, I want to talk about Onto Innovation, and I've got a copy of the Investor's Business Daily here. That's the symbol ONTO. Now, this Investor's Business Daily came out on January 17th, so it was a couple of weeks ago. And on number five on this particular issue was Onto Innovation, O-N-T-O. And I liked it, and I can tell you in the boxes why. But before we get to Onto, I wanted to share a poem with you. This one's a little bit lighter poem. It comes out of a volume called Poems to Read, a new favorite poem project anthology edited by Robert Pinsky and Maggie Dietz. And this one is by Ogden Nash, an American poet. He lived from 1902 to 1971. And the introduction to this poet was by Isabel Schneider, a student from Georgia. And anyway, the comment there is, I would not have been named Isabel without this poem. This is because my father sat up and said, our baby will be named Isabel. My mother thought of me, their brave, fast-thinking child, so I was named Isabel. Written by Isabel Schneider. In fact, Isabel was my mother's name, although she spelt it with an L-E. So this poem by Ogden Nash is called Adventures of Isabel, and I thought it was worth a read. Isabel met an enormous bear. Isabel didn't care. The bear was hungry. The bear was ravenous. The bear's big mouth was cruel and cavernous. The bear said, Isabel, glad to meet you. How do, Isabel? Now I'll eat you. Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She washed her hands and she straightened her hair up. Then Isabel quickly ate the bear up. Once in a night as black as pitch, Isabel met a wicked old witch. The witch's face was cross and wrinkled. The witch's gums with teeth were sprinkled. "Ho, ho, Isabel," the old witch crowed. "I'll turn you into an ugly toad." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She showed no rage and she showed no rancor, but she turned the witch into milk and drank her. Isabel met a hideous giant. Isabel continued, self-reliant. The giant was hairy. The giant was horrid. He had one eye in the middle of his forehead. "Good morning, Isabel," the giant said. "I'll grind your bones to make my bread." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She nibbled the zwieback that she always fed off. And when it was gone, she cut the giant's head off. Isabel met a troublesome doctor. He punched and he poked till he really shocked her. The doctor's talk was of coughs and chills, and the doctor's satchel bulged with pills. The doctor said unto Isabel, "Swallow this, it will make you well." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She took those pills from the pill concoctor, and Isabel calmly cured the doctor. Kind of a cute poem. Haven't read that before. Just came across it looking for a poem for today. So I talked earlier. I just always feel like I'm chatting with you, the listener, as I rustle my papers around. And I'll have to get a newer edition of the Investor's Daily. They're sort of piling up for me. But so this one was from January 17th of 2022. And one thing the IBD does, which used to be a daily paper, but now it's a weekly paper. And like I said, I don't make any money from the IBD or any of these sources I'm referring to. But these are things I use, things I've looked at for many years. And the Investor's Business Daily puts out a weekly list of 50 of their, and as they say, it's a weekly computer-generated watch list of market-leading growth stocks from 1 to 50. And number 1 is the one they like the best, the computer likes the best, and number 50, well, not the best, but still quite a good stock. And so they have these little, I call them boxes, and each little box, these particularly aren't broken into actual boxes, but they sort of have a box, has a lot of concise information, a small chart showing volume, price movement, and so forth. So let's look at Onto Innovation, ONTO number 5, which take a look. So Onto, today was a lousy day in the market. So this podcast is not about timing the market, but we certainly don't ignore it. So Onto closed at today at $87.85. It was actually down $5.10 or 5.49%. And I suspect a lot of the stocks that were down a lot today are going to bounce back tomorrow, because just like Facebook, which is Meta now, Meta, M-E-T-A, still symbol FB, really brought the market down when they disappointed with all their investment in the metaverse. So stock was down something like 80 points. And in full transparency, I did, at the end of the day, purchase a very small position in Meta. I didn't own any Facebook shares, and I thought, well, probably it's overdone. I don't see Facebook going anywhere, but I'm not going to talk about Facebook, but I just want to let you know. So stock went down today. It was down 5.49%. In fact, on January 17th, the stock was at $105.96, and now it's down almost 20 points from there at $85 it closed at. Now, the reason I say I think things are going to bounce back was that Amazon just came in, you know, just sort of like Facebook fell on its face. Amazon blew out the earnings, just exceeded expectations, had a terrific quarter. And I don't think I have any shares of Amazon anywhere, but I might. So I'm not trying to plug Amazon, but it was up quite a bit after the close. So just like Facebook fell apart, Amazon's going to pull the market probably out of the doldrums tomorrow. But that's just my hunch. I haven't looked at the futures. And you can look at Dow futures after about 6 p.m., and they kind of give you an idea of where the market will likely open the next day. No guarantee, because that's sort of a speculators talking about things. And as it gets closer to the open, indeed, that's probably where it'll open. So Onto, let's talk about Onto. And if we're looking at the box, it's pretty small print. You know, I'm getting older and this small print is more of a challenge. It's in what they call Group 8. I'm not sure what Group 8 is for the Investors Daily. 48.3 million shares outstanding. This is a small company. The composite rating's 99. The earnings per share ranking is 95. And the relative strength is 98. That was back on January 17th. Those numbers may have changed since then. Return on equity is 8. So the return on equity is really not that great, but it's very strong stock. The earnings are very strong. And overall, it's in the top 1% of the stocks they look at. And the box will tell you what they do. So let me just read what they say. It makes automated and integrated measurement and inspection systems for semiconductor and flat panel displays. Well, we all know about the chip shortage. You know, all you have to do is drive by a car lot, and for the first time in my life, you don't see new cars backed up on new car lots. There's used cars there, but most of the car lots for the last year or so have just been empty. So some of the numbers that attracted me to it has a PE here of 32. And that'll be much lower with the price coming down. It has an 18% annual earnings per share growth. Debt 0%. Last quarter, the earnings were up 145%. The prior quarter up 119%. Last quarter, sales up 59%. And it has, looks like, 8 quarters of earnings per share above 15%. So the PE we said was 30-something, the low 30s. And the chart, there's a little tiny box of a chart, and it shows just sort of a sinusoidal wave with it hitting about that 106 level. Since then, on the chart that I'm looking at, the point and figure chart on stock charts, we can see that the stock did peak this month in January at 106. It dipped all the way down to 81, but now is kind of coming back at 87. But it's certainly a better price than what it was in just a couple of weeks ago. At least a better price, not if you own it. I don't own any shares, by the way. I don't own any shares anywhere. I actually was looking for a stock to talk about today and came across Onto, and it was the first time I'd actually ever even heard of Onto. It's a new one for me too. But let's take a look at Onto. And as I've said before, I'm going to go through a few of these pages. I pulled these pages out ahead of time so that I would have that. And one of the first things I like to do, besides looking at the chart, and we talked about the chart, is trying to get a snapshot as how is Onto Innovation doing right now? You know, it's sort of how is their business right now? And we can see a lot of people talking about it, but for me, the best way to look at a company, at a stock or at a company is look at their last quarter report. And going through Yahoo Finance, I found on November 5th, 2021, a release by Zacks Equity Research, and they looked at the third quarter, which they reported, and commented on it. So this wasn't coming just from the company. This is from a third party, an analyst group called Zacks, Z-A-C-K-S, which compiles a lot of other analyst reports. So what they said here was that Onto, O-N-T-O, reported solid third quarter 2020 results, 2021 results, that is, third quarter 2021, with both the bottom line and the top line surpassing their respective Zacks consensus estimates. So let me remind you, if you're a newbie or just don't know the terminology, I mean, I'm learning the terminology on the go. I've been learning for the last 50 years trying to figure out what all this stuff means. But when we talk about top line, we're kind of talking about revenue. What is the amount of business the company's doing? What is their top sales figure? And the bottom line is, after all that revenue goes through the company, how much earnings is left? What came out of it? What was the earnings? And so the question is, were the results good? How did it compare year over year? And what were expectations? And in the first paragraph, we find that they were surpassing their respective Zacks consensus estimates. That is, the analyst, the average, what analysts thought, it did better than what was expected. And this is an important comment. The year-over-year top-line expansion was backed by a solid demand environment coupled with higher adoption of new products. It remains well-poised to continue. So when you talk about GAAP, we have two things, GAAP and non-GAAP, G-A-A-P. And GAAP is generally accepted accounting principles. Non-GAAP means with adjustments made. And I think if we go with GAAP, net income was $36.4 million or 73 cents a share. This is up. Let's take a look at this. The net income was $36.4 million in the latest quarter, or 73 cents a share, compared with $8.1 million, or 16 cents a share. That is more than a quadrupling of earnings over 12 months. And what they said was primarily due to healthy top-line growth and higher operating income. So the revenue, quarterly revenue were record high. It's the best quarter that they've ever had at $200.6 million. And a year ago, their revenue, which is the top line, was $126 million. So here's a little tiny company that did $126.5 million last year and $200.6 million in the latest quarter, which is wow. So the top line surpassed the consensus estimate of $195 million that came in. So the analysts thought they'd probably come in at $195 million. So they had this fabulous quarter. And they were expecting a terrific quarter, but they did even better than what was expected. And let's see what else it says. Some, you know, different information. On top of this, the company, this is where I talk about like a trifecta. Trifecta is kind of a horse race term. I can't even tell you for sure what a trifecta is. I think you have to pick certain things. But in any case, maybe it's first, second, third in the race. But I think of different things. One, good revenue increase, they beat expectations. Good earnings increase, they also beat expectations. And the third part is guidance? What did they say about the future? What are they telling analysts about what their take is on how the company is going to do in the future? So the price of a stock and the reaction to a earnings report is going to be based not only on what they've done in the past, but when there's news, is it good news or bad news? And good news is news that means that things are better than expected. I would say that in my mind, that, you know, a stock price is determined by a whole bunch of little people sitting at little calculators. You know, I always think of these adding machines going ka-chunk, 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 and everybody calculating. And that value of a company and a share of stock is just basically a little piece of a company. So the value of a company is not only what it's been doing, what it does right now, but what it's going to do in the future. And guidance is important. So Onto, according to this report, offered bullish guidance for the fourth quarter of 2021. They expect revenue, that's the quarter that's about to be announced right now. They expect revenue in the range of 210 to 220 million. And that's more than the prior guidance of 190 to 200 million. GAAP earnings per share expected in the range of 75 to 89% compared to the prior outlook of 62 to 76 cents. So that means that not only are they showing good guidance, but they're also raising guidance beyond what they've already said. So we get all that information out of one quarterly report. Those are the things that you need to look for. So my next step, I don't want to drag it out too much, but my next step is I like to go over to Morningstar. And I've said 100 times before, I don't receive any money to Morningstar. In fact, I don't pay them anything either for the service. I just like with the Yahoo, which is freely available online at this point, Morningstar offers a whole lot that's freely available. There are premium products from Morningstar that are really wonderful, but I don't subscribe. Maybe I should. Another whole discussion, I suppose. But let's look at Onto Innovation. So we go to www.morningstar.com, and in the top left, there's a little search engine symbol, a magnifying glass, and we'll click on that, put in O-N-T-O, and there's a little drop-down menu, and we'll find Onto Innovation on it, O-N-T-O. And I like to go over to financials, and we can also go over to dividends, too, before we're done. So if I look at financials, it gives us, and I look at the income statement, it gives us a choice of looking quarter by quarter, which would be interesting. Let's start year by year. And we see that the revenue in 2018 was 270 million. This is 0.27 billion. So 270 million. 2019, a little bit of a bump up to 310 million. 2020 had a big bump up to 560 million. And in the trailing 12 months, 720 million. In fact, let's try quarterly, if it'll give it to us. And what we can see quarterly is that not only is it annually growing, but quarterly it is. So the first quarter of 2021 was 170 million in revenue. Second quarter, 190 million in revenue. Third quarter, 200 million in revenue. And in the trailing 12 months, there's 720 million in revenue. Let's go back to annual. We can see that the diluted earnings per share was really terrific in 2018 at $1.74. And I don't know why, but it dipped all the way down to 6 cents a share in 2019, back to 63 cents in 2020. And the trailing 12 months is $2.33. So not only has it improved, it's gotten better than that unusually high 2018 result. We can look at free cash flow. Similarly, a little bit all over the place. It was 30 million in 2018, 10 million in 2019, a little less than $100 million in 2020 and $150 million in the trailing 12 months. So it's really picked up the free cash flow. And if we look at the balance sheet, company has now $460 million of cash and cash equivalents and total debt of $20 million. So it really is very solvent. I'm going to go back to, over to dividends. If I click the dividend tab, I don't think they pay any cash dividend. It does not pay a cash dividend. Let's look at stock splits. There's no splits data available. It looks like they may have come public in 2019. So there's Onto Innovation as far as Morningstar. Now, the last part I want to talk about on Onto is what about going forward? That is, we did see some guidance from the company. So let's look at what analysts believe. And I find that over at Yahoo Finance, and you can go to Yahoo Finance, finance.yahoo.com, enter O-N-T-O, and there's a, I have, on my sheet, there's a bunch of blue little highlighted links, summary, company outlook, chart, conversation statistics, historical data, profile, financials, and then analysis. And let's click on analysis, and we'll look at some of the estimates going forward. First of all, the first one is on earnings estimates, and we see earnings estimates for this year is for $3.74 a share, going to $4.58 a share. That's a big improvement, about looks like 84 cents. Did I do that right? Out of 374, it's somewhere around 22% or something like that. That's just a eyeballed analysis. So it's, in any case, we're seeing a nice growth in earnings. How about revenue? What we'll see on revenue is $778 million. This is the next group of, there's only five analysts looking at it. $778 million this year, going to $894 million in revenue. And it was, year ago sales was $556. So this is a steady and increase, you know, nice increase in revenue, nice increase in earnings. The estimates, if we look at the current year estimates under earnings per share trend for the whole year, have increased from 90 days ago from $3.56 to $3.74 in the last week. That's where it is. And next year, similarly, the estimates have gone up from 404 all the way to 458 in the last week. Again, that last quarter's came out a couple months ago, a few months ago. So that's old news. And that's, so anyway, it continues to be positive. So that's Onto. Actually, I like Onto a lot. It's the kind of stock I might present to my stock club. Unfortunately, my stock club was yesterday. So it'll be another month before I can present Onto. It might be a stock I might buy on this dip. I have a little trading account. And it's certainly a stock that I'm happy to write up and share with you, my listener. So I hope that was a good podcast this evening. Please feel free to leave a comment or question on Podomatic.com. Always remember, I'm an amateur investor. I've looked at stocks for a long time, 50 years. I think that these characterizations or these qualities that I'm talking about, which is good earnings growth, good revenue growth, consistency of that result, and consistent growth and profitability, all these are good things. On top of it, there's a certain element of, well, what kind of business are they in? Can we conceive of this business doing well into the future? And this company, which does some microchip work, certainly seems to fit that bill. Thank you again for stopping by and listening to my podcast. I have a few other podcasts, and if you're interested, if you can possibly, I'm having a hard time even playing those old podcasts from 11, 12, 13 years ago, but they're out there. But I want to put new podcasts out and continue to share my ideas with you, my listener. I hope they're helpful. I hope it helps you think about stocks yourself. If they're profitable, I'm happy. If they end up that you lose money, I'm unhappy. But there's certainly no guarantee. As I, you know, when I look back, some of the things I think are quite good turn out not to be so good. And one of the most important things that we could talk about is to do your own homework, do your own thinking, and be responsible for your own decisions, and also to limit your losses. In William O'Neill's How to Make Money in Stocks, a wonderful volume, he really talks about limiting losses to 8% so that you never let a small loss become a big loss. But it's very painful when you just purchase something to turn around and sell it. But it's something I've been learning to do. In any case, have a wonderful day tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening tonight if you're listening to it tonight. Stay healthy and well. Avoid the pandemic. And may we all have prayers that some of the instability in the world is resolved peacefully. That there's a little less war, a little bit more peace. That we compete on the playing field like in the Olympics and not on the battlefield. That we use our profits and our wealth to do good in the world, to plant one more tree than we take down, to clean things up a little bit better than when we arrived. Thank you again. This is Bob Friedland, Stock Picks Bob's Advice, with another podcast, February 3rd, 2022. Good night.